under the new covenant. But that does not exempt us, amen, from entering into the rest of God that God has promised. Amen. In fact, we are more blessed. We have a better covenant, the Bible says, than that they received under the former covenant. Amen. We have a better sacrifice. Amen. They had to offer sacrifices every year to roll their sins ahead. But Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, was slain once for the salvation of the world. We don't have to, amen, to crucify him afresh year after year after year. Amen. We are not burdened, amen, with all of the rituals of the Old Testament and all of the washings and all of the purification rites, amen, that were commanded of them in the Old Testament. But we do have a responsibility of entering into the rest of God. Amen. That rest that he established from the very beginning is still important to you and I today. So how do we experience the rest of God? That we do not, amen, we're not living according to the letter anymore. The Bible says the letter killeth, but the Spirit maketh alive. Amen. We're not going back, amen, and keeping the law, because the Bible says that if you fail to keep, amen, any part of the law, that you're guilty of the whole law. You can't just pick and choose what you want to keep and what you want to do away with. Amen? If you're going to keep the law, you got to keep all of it. And if you don't keep all of it, amen, then you're guilty. Amen, before God. Praise the Lord. It's all or nothing. But Jesus, amen, Jesus didn't give us a new covenant that was just a patch on the old one. Jesus said you don't put new wine into an old bottle. Amen. But you make the bottles new, and then the wine is not lost. Amen. God didn't give us a patchwork, amen, a quilt of an economy, but God made all things new. We don't just institutionalize a day. We do not, amen, recognize a day, but we recognize a person. We celebrate Sabbath in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. No, we do not rest in a day. Amen. We do not make one day more important than another day. Amen. But every day is a holy day under the Lord. Every day, amen, is holiness unto the Lord, because we do not rest in a day, but we rest in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ, whereby we can lay down the works of the flesh. Hebrews tells us, just as God ceased from his works, amen, they that do enter into rest have ceased from their works. So how do we enter into rest? By ceasing from the works of the flesh. But ceasing to try to be justified, amen, by our own effort. You cannot save yourself through good works. You can't save yourself by keeping the law. Amen. Amen. But we rest in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus himself said, come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden. Amen. Amen. I want you to know that you will never be able to live for God, amen, by simply keeping a set of rules and regulations. You'll never be able to please God, amen, by doing things just because, amen, somebody told you not to do it. Now, if it's against the laws of God, amen, then don't do it. Amen. But don't try to live according to the laws of men. Amen. God said that they defiled the law. Amen. By their traditions. Amen. But we establish the law. Amen. By living. Amen. According to the Spirit. Amen. Walking in the love and the grace of God. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Amen. We don't serve God because we have to serve God. We serve God because it's a joy to serve the Lord. We don't, amen, go to the things of the world, amen, because the church is against it. But we refrain from the evils of the world because the Holy Ghost is against it. Because God is against it. Because the Lord, amen, is not pleased, amen, when we defile the flesh. Amen. We don't live by the letter, but we live by the Spirit. Amen. Amen. We walk in the spirit of the law. Amen. We do those things. Amen. Because God has given us a new nature. Amen. He has changed our nature. And so we do not rest in a day, but we rest in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ, who filled us with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. The Bible says in Isaiah 28 and 12, for with stammering lips and another tongue will I speak to this people, and yet they will not hear. Amen. For this is the rest, and this is the refreshing. I want you to know that we have found rest today in the Holy Ghost, that we might walk not according to the dictates of the flesh, but according to the leading of the Spirit of Almighty God. Hallelujah. Today, if you will hear His voice, if you will not harden heart, Israel hardened their heart against God. Amen. The Holy Ghost will talk to you if you will listen to the Holy Ghost. Amen. You won't have to ask somebody whether or not it's wrong or whether you ought to do this or do that. Amen. If you got the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of what? The Spirit of truth. And the Holy Ghost would teach you, amen, what is right and what is wrong. Amen. The Holy Ghost will quicken the Word of God into you, amen, so that you will do those things, amen, that give glory and honor to Jesus Christ. And so as children of God, we must cease from trying, amen, to do things by our own power. Amen. We cannot please God in the flesh. Amen. You cannot make enough rules, amen, to make somebody holy. Amen. We've got more rules now than we can even enumerate. We've got rules attached to rules, attached to other rules. Men amend and amend until the original rule doesn't mean what it originally meant. Amen. Because it's been amended so many times. Amen. But the rule of God is walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen. Because we don't live, amen, according to man, amen, or man's decree, but we live according to a higher law, the law of Christ. Jesus said, the law says thou shalt not commit adultery. But my law, amen, is a little different than that. You even look upon a woman to lust after, and you committed adultery in your heart. The law says thou shalt not kill. But I'm going to give you a new law. Amen. He that is angry with his brother without cause is guilty of murder. Jesus said, I'm going to give you some laws that are a little stricter. Moses allowed you to divorce your wives for every cause, amen, because of the hardness of your heart. But he said in the beginning it was not so. Hello? And the Bible goes on to, Jesus went on to say that he that puts away his wife except for the cause of fornication, amen, causes the one that is put away to commit fornication, and he himself becomes guilty. Amen. Why? Because the laws of God, oh man, are higher. The law of Christ is higher than the law of carnal commandments. Because we have been endued with the Holy Ghost. We have been given, amen, greater privileges. And to whom much is given, much is required. Amen. We cannot justify, amen, ourselves. Amen, by the works of the flesh. People are so prone to want to justify their actions, amen, that they do even when they know that they're in conflict with the Word of God. But when we're in conflict with the Word of God, there is no justification. If God says it's a sin, amen, amen, then we can't argue with God. Amen. We can't change the law of God. They said when Jesus made that statement about marriage and divorce, they said, well, then it's better for a man not to marry. They said, that's hard. Is that what he said? That's what they said to him. And he said, well, there are some men that are made eunuchs of men. And he said, there's some men that make themselves eunuchs for Christ's sake. And whoever's able to receive it, let him receive it. Now that's the teaching of Jesus Christ. Amen. That's not my teaching. That's not the teaching of some radical prophet. Amen. It's the teaching of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Either it's all God's Word or it's not the Word of God. Amen. If you can't shout over the Word of God, amen, then you don't really have any reason to shout. Hallelujah. But the Bible says that they were not able to enter into rest because they stumbled at the Word of God. There are people today that are still stumbling at the Word of God. It's like, well, I know that's what the Word of God says, but you know, I'm just going to live my own life. I'm just going to do what I want to do. Make my own rules. Live my own life. And they did not enter in, even though they had the promise. Because they, amen, stumbled at the Word of God. We're not going to be justified by our works. But we're going to be justified. The just shall live by what? Faith. And faith cometh by what? Hearing. Do we want to hear the Word of God or do we not? Do we want to line up to the Word of God or do we not? Do we want to? Are you in love with the Word of God or are you not? Amen. Thy word have I hid in my heart. Why? Amen. That I might not sin against God. Amen. That's why God wants us to love His word, because He wants us to enter into His rest. He wants us to enjoy. The Bible says that He prepared them a place of promise, but they did not enter in because of their unbelief. And the reason they were unbelievers is because they hardened their heart. So David said, today if you will hear my voice, do not harden your hearts. Don't walk after the flesh. Don't walk after the manner of the traditions of men. It doesn't matter what man says. It doesn't matter what tradition says. It doesn't matter what the rest of the world believes. What matters is, thus saith the word of God. Either it's right or it's wrong. Either God approves or he disapproves. Can you say praise the Lord? Amen. Some people think God goes to all this trouble and then say, well, it really don't matter. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We've got to be diligent about entering into his rest. Through faith, we believe in the promises of God, that we might enter into that eternal rest that God has prepared for those who trust him. Amen. Now, I know that there is a spiritual rest. We rest in the finished work of Jesus Christ, and the renewing of the Holy Ghost enables us, amen, to enjoy the blessings of spiritual rest. Amen. We rest from the works of the flesh. But there is a rest that still remains unto the people of God. We have not yet entered in to that eternal rest. Amen. We've not yet, amen, claimed the prize. Amen. We've not yet crossed over into the promised land. But if we are going to enter into that rest that God has promised to all that would believe, then we must, amen, continue to put our faith in the word of God and walk not after the flesh, amen, not according to the will of the flesh, but according to the will of God. Because your flesh doesn't always want to be obedient to the Spirit. What the flesh wants is not always what God, amen, desires of us. Amen. But come unto me, all you that weary. Amen. There's a lot of Christians today that are living beneath their privilege. Amen. They're struggling with some issues in their life. They're struggling, amen, with some things that have, amen, been dragging them down. They're struggling, amen, because they've not learned, amen, to put on the yoke. He said, come unto me, all you that are weary and heavy laden. Amen. We don't have to be bound. We don't have to, amen, feel, amen, defeated. We don't have to feel, amen, like that we're struggling, amen, just to put one foot before the other. We don't have to feel that way. Amen. Because God, amen, gave you the Holy Ghost, amen, that you might be an overcomer. And my Bible says, he that is born of God overcomes the world. You can overcome alcoholism. You can overcome pornography. You can overcome nicotine. You can overcome, amen, marijuana. You can overcome addictive drugs. You can overcome the sins of this world. But you got to put your faith in Jesus. The Bible says to lay aside every weight and the sin. Not a sin, but the sin that doth so easily beset you. You see, I believe that every individual, every human being, amen, it doesn't matter how many years that you've had the Holy Ghost. Doesn't matter whether you're a preacher or you're a Sunday school superintendent. It doesn't matter if you're a prayer warrior. It doesn't matter what you are. as far as your position in the body of Christ. Every one of us, amen, has to recognize the sin that doth so easily beset us. Because there is a besetting sin. That there's a weakness in every one of us, and we know what it is. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand, but every one of you knows that there are some areas, amen, in your life, amen, that are more of a challenge to you than others. I'm not saying that you practice sin, because he that is born of God does not continue sinning. I'm not saying that you're a sinner, but there is something in your life, amen, that's a test of your faith that you have to battle. Amen. That's why the Bible says, lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset you, that you may run this race with patience. Jesus said, come unto me, all you that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you what? Rest. How many of you want to have the rest of God? You want to have the peace of God? Amen. Jesus went on to say how you can have it. You know how you can have rest? He said, if you want to have rest, come and take my yoke. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and said, I want to take his yoke. Come and take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Amen. The only way that you can really appreciate rest, amen, is to labor for the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. You know, when I feel most refreshed, when I am a fellow laborer, amen, with Jesus. When I'm doing what God called me to do. When I am under His authority. When I yield myself to His control. When I quit doing what I want to do and I start doing what God wants me to do. That's when you take the yoke. That's when you say, Lord, I'm submitting. Lord, here's my neck. Lord, hitch me up. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Because He said, my yoke is easy. You know what God's really saying? It's easy to live for me. Amen. If you'll submit to my power and my authority. It's hard to live for God when you will not submit to godly authority. People who will not submit to a pastor. People who will not submit to the authority of God's word. Amen. People that will read the Bible and then just go about their business and do what they want to do will never find it easy living for God. But if you'll embrace it, oh, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen. It's easy if you've got His word in your heart. It's easy to say no to the devil. It's easy to say no to temptation. It's easy to say no to the flesh when you've got the word of God in your heart. David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. Do you want to please God? Then you need to fall in love with His word. All of it? All of it. Come on now, church.
All right.
Amen. Do you love God? Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Not some of them, but all of them. Amen. Oh, would you stand tonight? Oh, let's lift our hands to the Lord. Oh, Lord, lead me. Hallelujah. We need to learn to trust in Jesus. We need to learn to put our faith in Him tonight, because He wants to give you rest. He wants to give you blessings. He wants to give you power. He wants to give you authority. Hallelujah. But you've got to learn to believe in Him. They failed to enter into rest because they stumbled in unbelief. But if you'll believe the promises of God, if you'll stand upon the Word of God, amen, our God is faithful that promised. Hallelujah. We invite you to come, saints of God. Amen, brothers and sisters. Would you come and let's pray. Let's seek the Lord for one another. Amen. If you want to pray and you seek, lift your hands. Lift your voice to God and call upon Him tonight. Amen. Because Jesus is in the house. Jesus is here tonight. Jesus can meet your need. Jesus, amen, can strengthen your faith. Oh, hallelujah.
In the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Though Satan rages, we will not be defeated.
We've got the power.
It's all about you.
about you, Jesus. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the things I've made it. And it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus.
I'm coming back
to the heart of worship. And it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the things I made it. And it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus.
I'm coming back
to the heart of worship. And it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the things I've made it. And it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus.
I'm coming back to the
heart of worship. And it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the things I've made it. And it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus.
God Almighty.
from.
Yeah.
With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. Of Kings, you are my everything, and I will adore you.
Clothed with rainbows of living colors, flashes of lightning, rolls of thunder. Blessing and honor, strength and
glory and power be to you, the only wise King. Yeah. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come.
Blessing and honor, strength and
glory and power be to you, the only wise King. Yeah.
Holy, holy, holy is
the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come.
Of Kings, you are my everything, and I will adore you.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come.
Yeah,
with all creation I sing praise to Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you.
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Holy, holy is He. Sing a new song to Him who sits on
together and lift up our hands right now one more time. Amen. Because He's worthy. Because he's worthy. Hallelujah. Because he's worthy. Because he's worthy. Hallelujah. It's all about you, Jesus. All the worship, all of the honor, all of the glory, all of the praise, the music, the singing, the preaching, the praying, everything that we do here, it's for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let no flesh glory in your presence, but let all honor and all praise and all glory be given to Jesus Christ. Amen. You're the King Supreme. You're the Lord of glory. Hallelujah. You're the one that reigns. Amen. In majesty. Hallelujah. We worship you and we honor you and we praise you. In the name of Jesus. 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 Amen. Hallelujah. What a difference. Peter learned a valuable lesson when he was on the stormy sea with Jesus. He didn't understand and he cried out. And he said, Lord, don't you care that we perish? But after he got the Holy Ghost and he wrote his letter, he said, cast all your cares upon him, because he does care for you. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's what we come to do. Just give it to Jesus tonight. There are things that no man can do, problems no human can solve. Amen. So you just cast it on Jesus with the understanding.